From GEICO Subconscious News, I'm Tammy Racing Thoughts, broadcasting from your brain. You think you live in a pretty safe place, but you just heard about a break-in 4 miles away, which isn't close, but it isn't far either, you know? Art Palpitations is on the scene.
I sure am, Tammy, and I don't even know why I drove out here, because as you know, you got customized renter's insurance through GEICO, so your stuff is covered.
Oh, well, that's great. Any sign of crime there, Art?
Just some light littering, Tammy, but like they say, a little litter can lead to a lot.
Wise words. It feels good to worry less. It feels good to GEICO.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Now, as the summer stretches out ahead of us, many will be looking forward to a well-deserved break. But if you haven't organised any holidays, can you make your annual leave work for you? Well, HR expert at NFP HR Solutions, Caroline Reedy, joins us now. Good afternoon to you, Caroline.
Good afternoon, Anna. What a nice topic to encourage people to get the holidays booked if they're not already in the diary.
Yes, it's so important, isn't it? I have lots of questions here for you around annual leave, because we have the super organised people and we have the last minutes, and I'm sure you're familiar with both. But tell us, first of all, just at a general level, Caroline, how annual leave should work.
Okay, so everybody's entitled to 4 weeks annual leave pro rata to the hours that they work. So for example, you might have staff who are working a summer job, you might have people who work part-time hours, and you might have full-time employees. So everybody is entitled to holidays. You accrue holidays for all the hours that you work, but they might vary then depending on the number of hours you work. So on average, if you work full-time, you get 4 weeks holidays. If you work less hours, you get less. So usually it's 8% of the hours you work is how it's worked out for part-time workers, up to a maximum of 4 weeks for everybody.
Okay, so that's a good rule of thumb. And most people will find it in their contract, you know, in terms of what they're entitled to per year.
Absolutely. And for a lot of companies now, they'll offer more than the minimum. So, for example, you might get, you know, additional days depending on how long you're there, that you might get your birthday off. You might get some well-being days. I know we do all those different types of things in our organisation, and I'm sure many others do as well. But ultimately, your statutory holidays are the bare minimum that you should receive, which is that 4 weeks.
It is a huge incentive, Caroline. Interesting that you say your company do it. And I think lots more are seeing that as, you know, they realise employees value the days off as much as they do their salary.
Absolutely. And like I know, say we've 2 well-being days and people love, you know, the deal is you have to do something really nice on that day for yourself and people love taking it. I think the birthday is another fabulous one. You know, it's for you. It's a special day off for you and people get to enjoy it because people value so much their time off. But one of the biggest debates we get a lot around annual leave is people who come back to the inbox being full and, you know, overloaded with questions and queries. That's the challenge where they say it's not worth taking the time off. And ultimately, I suppose it's a really important obligation on the employer that somebody can take their holidays without interruption, nor should they have the expectation that they need to check in on their emails, you know, in the evening or ad hoc, because ultimately, if people don't get that ideally 2 week solid break once a year, ultimately, it's that you're not getting the recharge that you need, because ultimately the purpose of holidays is rest and recuperation. And people do need that mental break from, you know, work. And ultimately, I suppose the dreaded email, you know, having emails on your phone and that feeling, you know, and, you know, God, if I don't check, no one else will. So it'll be worse. It's easier for me to just keep on top of them every day.
Yeah, it's so true about the 2 week chunk, because I think it takes a few days to start winding down and switching out of that work mode if you do an all consuming job.
Absolutely. And for a lot of people, you know, they will say that by the time they go on holidays, they need at least the 2 weeks so that they, you know, absolutely get that chance to have a proper break. And, you know, more and more people now, you know, that obligation to disconnect for those 2 weeks is not just because people need the break, but also, would you believe, a huge amount of fraud happens when people say, I'm not taking any holidays. And one of the big telltale signs is people won't take that 2 weeks away, because oftentimes that's, would you believe, when things come to light, when people aren't actually there for a solid block of 2 weeks.
Oh, I see. Okay. And that presents a load of other questions or problems. Let me get into the nitty gritty of your rights. Does there need to be a certain amount of notice given to an employer?
So most, as you mentioned, the contract of employment, most employers will have the contract of employment and they'll have a staff handbook. And in that, it'll outline what is the policy and procedure that you need to follow in terms of booking your holidays. We know that in most scenarios, it's first come, first served. So if you book it in, then you've got to take into account the colleagues that you work with, that, you know, you can't all be off at the same time. So generally, people are, you know, buzzer ready once the holiday calendar opens because they want to get specific time off to suit maybe children being on holidays or maximising public holidays, which is hugely popular, where you can, you know, take less days off but get, you know, more value from your holidays around public holidays. But only on one occasion can the employer allocate holidays, and that's if they give you 30 days notice. So some factories, for example, still do close down for 2 weeks, maybe in August or different times of the year, but you're obliged to give your employees 30 days notice of any holidays you need them to take. A lot of employees really dislike that because typically holidays might be more expensive to book and to go on in those specific 2 week periods. But ultimately, that would be one of the terms and conditions in working in that environment.
Of course. And Caroline, can I ask you, I'm sure most people will be familiar with that super organised colleague who comes in at the start of the year and has all of their holidays and their annual leave mapped out to maximise all of the bank holidays and everything else. Is it a case of first come, first served?
Typically, that is the policy we see a lot, Anna. But it's, you've got to take into account like the pod you work in. So, for example, someone who works on reception, there might be two others that they need to take into account in their pod. And usually that's how it works. I suppose you're hoping that there will be a bit of collegiality as well. So, for example, if one person gets Christmas, somebody else gets, you know, preference over holidays for summer, etc. So that, you know, ultimately there is no morale issues or no grievances being raised between colleagues as a consequence. But ultimately it's first come, first served. And I mentioned those magic public holidays, like you can really maximise your annual leave if you book your holidays around public holidays because, for example, instead of taking 5 days off, you might be taking 4 and you could get a really long, you know, weekend as well as getting your extra couple of days off. So that's really popular for people to want to choose those.
Yeah, so it's worth being savvy about it and do it early, I suppose. What about businesses, Caroline, who ban holidays during certain busier periods for them and maybe retailers at Christmas? You know, different industries will have different busy periods. Is that okay that they do that?
Yeah, it's perfectly fine. Again, once the employer gives that 30-day notice of, you know, when you must take holidays, but then when you can't take holidays. And again, that reasonability of typically those employers, good example there is the retailer that you mentioned, maybe around Christmas or January sales, etc. Ultimately, that should be penciled into the calendar from the start of the year so people know it well in advance. And typically then there's exceptions to every rule. Somebody might have a wedding or, you know, there might be a specific occasion and you would hope that the employer would be flexible to suit those kind of occasions, because what we don't want, which does occur on occasion, is somebody ringing in sick if they can't get the annual leave that they want or they've requested, because that causes a whole different array of problems.
Of course. Just one last question for you, Caroline, around annual leave. Can we carry over holidays or does it depend on the employer? Would you lose the annual leave if you don't take it?
Typically, most employers do allow maybe a small number of days being carried over, but typically a lot of employers try and avoid it. So again, it'll be in your policy. Typically, they'll make exceptions for things like you want to do a really big holiday next year, you've given them lots of notice, you know, you've got a wedding, etc. You know, those big life occasions coming up. Mm. But in general terms, it's down to what the company policy, because officially it's got to be taken in the calendar year or in the tax year, which is the actual statutory holiday period. But a lot of companies use the calendar instead of that.
Okay. So know your rights around annual leave and your contract. Most of it will have it in it anyway. And be organised and plan ahead for the year.
Absolutely. And I suppose there's nothing nicer than the looking forward to the holidays. So I think that's another incentive to get them in the diary, because otherwise you might be disappointed to get not to be able to get specific dates that you really want.
Of course. Brilliant advice, Caroline. That's HR expert at NFP HR Solutions, Caroline Reedy. Thank you very much.
A pleasure. Thanks, Anna.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.